Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
How you
doing?
How's your kids yesterday?
Oh, it's good. I had a lovely Father's Day.
Atta boy. Good. Great day.
Yeah?
Nice. Didn't move from the pool. Did not move.
Good for you.
Long weekend.
Woo. Good for you. I did have a chance yesterday. I didn't watch it live. I had it on the DVR.
Correct.
I now know that I get the Oprah Network. I mean, I get every station,
everybody,
but I didn't know where to find it.
Yeah.
I didn't know where to find OWN. Is that how they say it, or do they say OWN?
I don't know.
For Oprah Winfrey.
I think I've turned it on once, and it was yesterday.
That was when we had to search it. I had to search it with my Xfinity X1 remote.
Don't they have, like...
I could have said, find me Oprah, but I didn't. I like to hit the actual numbers.
Isn't it like the Hallmark Channel?
Spell it out.
Like
an old school text.
Like those fake love movies, TV-made movies.
I'm not really sure.
I don't know. I've never watched the channel.
I'm not really sure. But Tom Brady was on the Super Soul Sunday. Yes, with Oprah. Followed by a rerun of her and Joe Biden yesterday. But on Super Soul Sunday, yesterday was Tom Brady. He was the guest with Oprah. And it was an hour long, minus the end of the show where they do a Super Soul Sunday short that they kept previewing throughout the episode, if you watched it. I turned it off before the short. All right, let's get right into it. This is the big news of the weekend. Tom Brady on retirement, when it's happening, when it will be the case for him. And this is the one that makes headlines, and rightfully so.
Have you thought about what happens after football for you?
I think about it more now than I would I used to.
Yeah.
I think now I think that I'm seeing that there's definitely an end coming sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm. What does that end look like? Is that 43? Is it 45?
Yeah.
Is it?
As long as I'm still loving it.
As long as you're loving it, you're going
to
do it.
Yes. Yeah, as long as I'm loving the training and the preparation and willing to make the commitment.
Okay, well, I'm going to make this comment based on having watched the entire interview. I'm not sure he loves it as much as he used to. We sort of speculated on that based on the small preview clip we got on Friday.
What I tell you...
Having watched the entire hour, I'm convinced that we were dead on with everything we said about it.
What I tell you at the end of OTAs when he sat there and talked for that 3.5 minutes? I said, it's the first time in 18 years I felt like that guy's punching a time card. I'm in, I'm out, from here required for the mandatory stuff. I'll give you a 3.5 minute interview. I'm not really smiling. I mean, the news of Julian broke that day, but just not that he's despondent. I mean, because I'm sure he's going to come in like a bat out of hell and be ready. I mean, it's not like he's not training. See, I've talked to people that are with him privately, and he is training his ass off more so than ever. But I just thought it felt like, you know, punching a time card because, you know, we haven't heard or seen you, and we just got a little video on you about the straws. Sorry to bring the straws up, but, like, that's why... people are like, what's going on? What's going on? Are you having fun? You know, the Gronkowski stuff with the word fun. Fun. Fun's a key now. See, but people were freaking out about, oh my God, he's talking about retiring. He's near the end. No kidding. He's in year 20. I hope he's near the end. I mean, just for your mental well-being, you're near the end. Yes. He's like on hole 15. Right, Hardy? Little 18-hole golf course? I think he's on about hole 15 right now. Get ready to tee off, finishing in.
I would say he's on 17. I wouldn't say that he's on
5-6th done with his career.
No.
It feels more like 17 tee.
Yeah. Two par threes left. Finish it up with a four.
You finish with two par threes.
Yeah, I never would. Nobody would design a course that way. I don't know. I mean, people are freaking out because he's talking about the end. Yeah, he's played 20 years. Yeah, no kidding. It's more towards the end than the beginning.
But it is in contrast to what he said last year. Like, I'm going to play five more years. I want to play until at least I'm 40. Yeah. Well, if a player's got 5 years left, five seasons of football
he's
left.
He's not saying sooner rather than later.
You're not saying I'm just about done.
Then he is only 80% done. He is only 4/5 of the way through the thing. So he's changed his tune. That's why people are freaking out. You can't bank on Tom Brady being here until 45 anymore. That thing
feels like one more year. When he's talking like that, it sounds like one more year.
I get the sense that he could be at the end of this season, depending on how it goes, and say, you know what? I'm done. I'm walking away. Thank you very much. And you say, what? And he'll say, I warned you. Did you not listen to me last offseason? I told you this was coming. I told you that this was my thought. That's what it feels like is happening. I think after watching this, it's max 2 more years.
Unless they don't address the position, meaning bring somebody else in to push him again like Garoppolo. Because I think it'd be year to year, and if you're not going to allow me to do my thing and train my way, then that's when I'm going to walk away. Because I'm going to get ready my way. I've learned that through 20 years. I need a certain way that I have to get ready. And if you're going to fight that and resist it, then I got enough going on. I'm good. I'm still playing well. I'm still the damn MVP. I'm damn league MVP last year.
Great. But that doesn't mean he's playing until 45 or that he's going to.
But she said 43, 45.
As long as he
said,
can
yeah.
do it.
He did say, yeah. She said she put 43, 45 on it, I thought. What are you going to play to? 43, 45? Yeah. Turns 41.
This to me is his way of telling you it's 1 or 2 more years.
3 is at 45, yeah. Is it?
As long as I'm still loving it.
I'm still loving it.
Fun and love.
Yet there are so many different things throughout this hour that indicates he doesn't feel the same way about football that maybe he once did. So if you're freaking out, I don't blame you. This looks like we're coming to the end here. Sooner rather than later.
It'd be nice if they had a backup quarterback, huh?
Would be. They don't.
They signed Hackenberg?
They did not. But if it's 2 more years, were they going to pay Jimmy Garoppolo for 2 seasons not to play?
No. No, this
it'll be nice if they address the future in the offseason.
Because though. I know this is going to come up. Oh, see, this is a team criticism.
Not a Brady criticism. If you're saying we're stupid for not realizing it, the team should be stupid for not realizing it then, too, right?
You're absolutely right. Jim's right.
He should have got Lamar Jackson.
Jim is right about this.
Right, Jim? That's the one.
We'll see. If he's lighting it up this season, we'll see. You're going to ask the question, right?
But I think it goes back to what we said. What was said a year ago? What was said last season? Between all the parties involved. What did Brady tell them then? Was he saying, I'm retiring sooner rather than later? Or did he tell them entirely something entirely different than that? Was he still saying, I'm going to play till 45. I'm not going anywhere. I'm your quarterback.
Remember, he doesn't get sore anymore.
Oh, that
was going on last camp.
All right, there's a lot to get to from this, and we will get to all of it. 617-779-0985. Brady's telling us it's sooner rather than later. I think that means 1 or 2 more years. We're looking at the end.
I think it's 2.
The end has arrived for Tom Brady. We're getting really close. 617-779-0985. More from his interview with Oprah next.
Can they be replaced by robots?
Robots?
Doubtful.
I think it's silly.
I think what I've alluded to a lot in the docuseries was there's other things happening in my life too. You know, I do have kids that I love, and I don't want to be a dad that's not there driving my kids to their games. And, you know, I think kids, you know, my kids have brought a great perspective in my life, you know, because kids just want the attention. You better be there and be available to them.
617-779-0985. He's got kids, man. His kids have started to change his opinion on things. Let's go to Bill, who's in Walpole. He's got a thought on Tom Brady's interview yesterday. Hi, Bill.
Hey, guys. I just want to say, Bill, I agree with you 100%. I think it's 1 to 2 years tops, and it's all going to depend how it goes. If he gets through this season without major adversity, such as injuries or some sort of other issue or whatnot, he'll convince Giselle, hey, give me one more year, I'm done. He'll be, there'll be his 2 years, and he'll be off, from, you know, off the sunset, riding up to the sunset. If he has any sort of major problems this year, I think he's going to tie him up and go on with the family.
Yeah, and you know what? All right, Bill, appreciate the call. You know what I think we need to stop doing is stop factoring her into it, because I think this is him. I don't think it's about any outside pressure. I think it's his own desires.
It's the way he feels. It's the way he feels. He's been telling you this repeatedly. And, I mean, this is just an extension of Tom versus time. I think there's one way he walks away after this year. One way and one way only.
They win?
They win. That's it. I'm done. I got six. I'm good. What am I going to come back for? A repeat? I mean, that's... Shoot. Played three... That'd be 4 and 5 years. Wait, 1, 2, 3. You lost one. You won two. You win. Yeah. 4 Super Bowls in 5 years. At my age, and I'm going to be 42, I'm good. We won. You go 14-2 this year, you win it, I think he's gone.
Okay, so maybe his thought is, I'm going to try 2 more times to win it. If I win at any point, I'm done.
That could be it, yeah. See, and if you fall short this year, if you fall short, you don't want to, you don't really want to walk away losing. You don't. You don't.
It's 2 years max. If I win in year one, I'm done.
I think so. I can see that. Sure.
Man, that's
a nice
not,
way.
That
nice way to cap it
not
off.
Not a
man.
Lot of time.
But that'd be a victory for time versus Tom.
Yeah, it would. Absolutely would, which is why I didn't believe it. Which is why I didn't believe it a year ago, but which is why I didn't believe it when he put out the documentary.
Well, hang on.
How could he possibly think that? Because
it's how you play.
If your whole thing is I'm gonna beat time, then you gotta beat time.
Peyton Manning walked away and won one, but he looked like crap. He couldn't play. He couldn't throw.
And let's be, Jim, at 43, he's still beating time.
He's beating time.
But that's not what he said he was going to do.
No,
that means
he retires
he
after
through.
This season.
Well,
he
said
didn't
that stuff because Garoppolo was here. You understand that?
Well, comparatively speaking,
I'm
he
not
did
going
beat
anywhere.
Time.
I'm not going anywhere.
He did.
Keep him all you want. Pay him to back me up.
Compared to other quarterbacks at his age, he beat time.
It's how he plays.
But it's not what he said he was going to do. He defined beating time as playing until you're 45. And then he will not have followed through. I'm playing through to that point.
I mean, at some point, you know, when you age at the position, things got to speed. You know, they say everything slows down. He's got all the answers, right? The game moves slow for him.
Right.
When you're playing against 23-year-old cover guys like, you know, this kid from down in Jacksonville, and he's able to break on every ball, and you're like, oh, man, I can't zing it like I used to. At some point, that youth and that speed, you know, these guys are getting bigger, faster, and stronger. Where he's just trying to stay pliable. He's not trying to get stronger. He's trying to stay pliable. I'm trying to stand out there. I'm trying to be pliable while they're bigger, faster, stronger. Everything's played on synthetic turf now. The game has changed. Speed's changed. Speed training. You know, at some point, that catches up with you. And it's just, my point is, he's got to be efficient. He's got to play efficient, damn good football, win it, and I think that satisfies him. You know, Peyton Manning did not do that. Peyton Manning fell apart. That's why he walked away. Peyton would have never left. If he was still playing at a high level, he wouldn't have walked away. This guy threw 55 touchdowns 2 years
Well,
prior.
We know this. When Brady loses, as you said, if he loses, he's not going to want to go out on a losing note. It sounds to me like losing is coming easier than ever for Tom Brady. I mean, he said it in his own words. This didn't haunt him. The Super Bowl didn't haunt him the way we maybe thought it did, or maybe it didn't make him angry the way we assumed it did here.
How low does the low last? So after that game with the Eagles, I saw your face.
Yeah. It was a different year this year, and I would say we in 2007, this was, what, 11 years ago, we had, I think, one of the greatest football teams in the history of football. We went undefeated, we got to the Super Bowl, we played the Giants, and we lost. It was a month before I really felt back to myself. It was a nightmare. You woke up the next morning, I said, it didn't happen. There's no way that happened. And then this year, after the game, I saw my wife and I saw my 3 kids. And my little girl and my son, Benny, were crying. And I went over and I said, Daddy, we don't like the Eagles, you know? And I said, you know what? You don't always win, you know? You don't always win. You try your best and you do the best you can do. And I think because you have the kids, it's not about, you know, you'd love to win. You always want to win. But the sun's going to come up the next day. and you're going to be taking the kids to school the next day.
How do you play in this game?
It was a nightmare in 2007, a nightmare that kept repeating itself.
It played great. Took him forever to get going in that game. Had like one drive, two drives at the end of the game, but that was it.
Nightmare.
Yeah, he was banged up too. He had that ankle rolled. Why didn't you? Here's what I want to know. How'd you feel after the Giants beat you in Indy? Because he didn't play well in that one either. Remember the safety coming out? Walker dropping the ball? You know, Giants
How
ran
about
out.
We
they
stick
re-ran
with what he
game.
Said?
I watched that game.
How about we just stick with what he said, though? He called 2007 a nightmare where he couldn't get out of bed. Sounds like he couldn't get out of bed for a month.
It was a perfect season.
This past year, yeah, get to drive the kids to school the next day. I mean, yeah, you like to win. You always like to win. You want to win. You always want to win. But, yeah, well, life goes on.
I can tell you, I did what I can. And I'm at a point now.
That's a change. He's telling you there's a change.
I threw for 505
yards.
You
don't have to speculate. He's telling you it's different for him now. It's not the same, which, you know what? Shows that he's a human boy, Hardy, as we like to say.
Boy, human boy with right? human boy feelings.
Right? I mean, he's human. He looks at it differently 10 years later because he's 10 years older and he has better perspective.
And you're not
on
dealing
it.
With those kids today. It's basically you and your family and maybe your girlfriend or fiance at that time.
That's why it's better to have a lunatic 30-year-old quarterback than a, 40-year-old quarterback with perspective.
Right. Yeah.
It is.
I think it's honest perspective.
It is. It's real.
It's not like I played like crap. Like, I did all I can. Yeah, I fumbled at the end.
As a person, good for him. As a football player, oh, that's not good for the rest of us. Like, uh-oh. He's too smart. He's got too much of a good view of things now.
Right.
And when I initially heard that, I'm like, oh, he's doing the Oprah thing. You know, he's playing to the audience a little bit. He realizes who's watching this, and you're sitting down with Oprah, and it's all about feelings and growth and, you know, being just a passenger on spaceship Earth and all these, you know, good
Is
feelings.
Is he on Earth?
But I think he's just being honest.
He's a being living a spiritual experience, or whatever that
right.
saying
no,
was that he dropped
no,
in there.
No, not playing to the audience. Just speaking honestly as a guy who is, you know, into his 40s now and just realized not that important. And you're right, good for him, bad for Patriots fans.
Yes, that's how I feel. Good for Tom Brady, good for his kids, good for his family, good for him as a person and as a human being. Horrible if you root for the Patriots. Right. Oh, bleep. Oh, damn, he grew up. Oh, crap. Oh, you know why he doesn't? You know why he doesn't fall in line and listen to Bill Belichick the way he used to? Because he's older now and is like, yeah, I don't really have to listen to you. What are you gonna do? You kick me out? Oh, you want me to leave? You want me to? All right, bye. Like, see you later. That's what I think it comes down to. And it's bad. Good for him personally. Bad for the team. Bad for us. Wanting the team to win all the time.
So he's lost three. So, I mean, he talked about 07, didn't talk about the Indy loss, and talked about the Eagles loss. See, I just think you're in a different spot 10 years ago. It's the undefeated year, and you don't have to deal with any of this home stuff yet. I mean, you deal with stuff every day at home when you get home. You deal with the driving in. That stuff changes. It reverts your, you know, go back 10 years in your life and your approach to anything. He's been able to juggle both. And still play at a high level, which is pretty impressive.
Dan is in
Uxbridge. Things have changed.
Hey, Dan, what do you got?
Oh, my God, boys. Let me tell you something. I am at my wit's end with this right now. I was aggravated as hell. Mm-hmm. Just let me go on for a second here. I was aggravated as hell coming up to this year. Exactly 1 year ago, Brady told us what he told us when Garoppolo was here. Now he decides to have his come-to-Jesus moment. After we let him go. I have had it, boys. I just can't take it. It would have worked out perfectly.
What'd you want to do?
Franchise him. Well, you could have franchised Garoppolo, number one, because
you
would franchise him. But you're going to franchise him though for the year because you're going from your friggin' Steve Young from your
right.
Montana.
You were ready to cut at least six players to do that.
Cut six for the franchise though. So for the next quarterback, yes, I am willing to.
You
cut
realize
six
you
guys.
Need to get him legally on the books. I mean.
Understood. So you franchise him. Then Tom can have his Oprah, everything he wants to do this year. He can have his farewell David Ortiz tour right here. You have Garoppolo. You get him in next year. End of friggin' story, boys. Have a great day. I've had it.
It doesn't make sense, Dan. That timeline doesn't add up.
Mm.
It doesn't.
They tried to sign Garoppolo to the extension. That's what they wanted.
No,
to
he's
do.
Saying you franchise him. That's good.
Franchise him.
Now you've got him for this year.
Yeah.
You think Brady's going to go on an Ortiz farewell tour?
No.
I don't think he is either.
No. He's going to continue to push.
Which means you got to ship him out.
Yeah.
You'd be trading him. You'd be trading Tom Brady.
Trading him after an MVP or in the Super Bowl. Yeah. That stuff doesn't line up. That's bad timeline stuff.
Yeah, you got to trade him, is what I'm saying.
If they knew Brady was going to retire after this year, they would have kept Garoppolo. You have to admit that, right?
Would they on the tag?
I don't care how much money it would have cost.
I think, you wanted to.
So $40 million tied up in quarterbacks for this one season. You think they would have done it?
No.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't think the team would have done it.
They can't cap-wise. You cripple your team.
You can't cut Dwayne Allen and save $5 million right now, though?
No, I just don't think they would do it. It's not whether or not they could. We know they could. I don't think they would. It's not about could. Of course they could.
Franchise the backup.
They'd have to cut. No,
if, well, no, no. They, if they knew he was going to retire,
it's feasible.
They would trade. They would have signed Garoppolo to a monster deal, given him bonus money, and the salary for this year would have been like $1 million. And it would have been backloaded. That's how it would have worked.
Wait, do that one more time.
You sign Garoppolo to a monster contract extension with a $1 million base in the first year.
Oh, I see. I see
and with all
saying.
The bonus money.
What's his bonus?
I don't know. Enough to get the contract done.
Wouldn't it be one he got out in San Francisco?
Yeah, would it be the deal that he got in San Francisco?
No, because he wouldn't have played a game at that point.
But
he would not have played one game at that point.
But this, again, would have taken Brady telling somebody that he was done after what? After
yeah, instead of waiting 11 months, he would have told everyone ahead of time. Yeah. That's why I think this is about money. Once he gets his contract, it's going to be fine.
So you think it's all bogus? You think it's all bogus?
I hope so. I have to believe that as a Patriots fan, yes.
It seems like he's waiting on something. He's waiting for that slap on the ass.
By the way, this was 6-7 weeks ago. This is May 1st.
Okay.
Remember Jim Gray said who'd you have dinner with last night?
This is prior to the Institute interview that he did. So that's a question that we will try and answer. Is this entire interview bull crap, and is it Brady trying to create leverage to get more money? We'll get into that coming up after headlines.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Red Sox beat the Mariners 9-3 yesterday to get the split of their four-game series in Seattle, but that's not good enough for manager Alex Cora. Is thinking back to Game 2.
Yeah, I think we were disappointed. We didn't win Game 2. We got to finish them. There's a team that you got to play 9 innings. Today we did an outstanding job finishing the game, and we got the W, but although it was okay, 2 out of 4, we'll take it, but I think that there was one that slipped away.
Road trip continues tomorrow against the Twins. World Cup matches continuing today. We have one that's already gone final as South Korea has fallen to Sweden 1-0. A little bit later on, Belgium and Panama will face off. That's about half an hour from now. Brooks Koepka became the first back-to-back U.S. Open champion since Curtis Strange did it almost 30 years ago. Bogeyed the final hole to finish the tournament 1 over par, 1 ahead of Tommy Fleetwood, 2 ahead of Dustin Johnson. Headlines are brought to you by Wendy's. Wendy's new 4 for $4 now has more choices than ever. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
If you think Zolak is hard to contain on air...
Balls everywhere.
You should work in the same building with him.
Did Zol leave?
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Is there something going on with you and Belichick?
No, I mean, I love him.
Mm-hmm.
I love that he's a incredible, coach, mentor for me. And he's pushed me in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And like everything, we don't agree on absolutely everything.
Yeah.
But that's relationships.
That's relationships.
Yeah.
I think Oprah is good at getting real answers out of people because she's a celebrity herself, right? There's some sort of connection between the person interviewing and the person getting interviewed.
You get it.
Because the person doing the interviewing is just as famous as who's
you're
getting
on my
asked
level.
The questions,
you're on
right?
my level.
Yeah, that's good. But I don't think that was a very good question. Because...
Let's hear it again.
Is there something going on with you and Belichick?
Nope. You could say no. No, nothing.
What's going on between you and Coach Belichick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. What's the issue?
And he might say nothing. He might give the exact same answer, but Well, hold on. Just a tiny little opening that you can follow up with.
Or is she aware of it, though?
What are the issues between you and Bill Belichick?
She may not be. I'm serious. Yeah. She may not be a sports
fan. It's such a story for us, but for her, like, it's like.
She obviously is aware to it. She wouldn't have asked that question.
She could have been told about it or talked about it. Like, okay, she doesn't fall the way we do.
This is what I think happens. I think these interviews, these are not on the level.
You think he knew exactly
what
he was
going to be asking. Think that there are favors done to the person who is willing to sit down in the chair and get asked the questions.
Right.
That's what I think it comes down to. I think that they are tipped off ahead of time of what some of the more controversial questions might be.
I would think so.
And how they're going to be phrased. There's a negotiation that goes on.
You don't want to be caught
things.
Off guard.
Yeah, there was somebody sitting there with headphones.
Why do you have Jim Gray sitting there with headphones
on? Where was Stedman Graham? Was he hiding behind a tree behind him in the back? Just waiting for him to peek out at some point.
I mean, that's what happens. So when I heard that question, I said, oh, here we go. I'm going to ask you about it, but I'm going to do it in a way that is easy to avoid. This is what it comes down to.
And she obviously read the question the way she said Belichick.
Yes. Yes, I think there are negotiations that take place.
Is there something going on with you and Belichick?
You know, I'm going to ask you about Deflategate, but I'm going to ask you what you learned from it as a person.
Mm.
I'm not going to ask you, whatever happened to your cell phone? I'm not going to ask you one of those questions.
Right.
I'm going to ask you, how did you grow from it? How was it? What did you learn? Those are the questions I'm going to ask you when I bring up those topics. Is there something going on? I mean, that could mean anything.
See, I've heard...
do you have a dinner date this offseason? Like, what is it?
When he paused and went, I thought of Kyrie Irving. I thought of Kyrie Irving when he was asked, can you envision yourself playing with LeBron James again? And we all took no from that, right? Like, I've seen it. I've been around the league. Some crazy things have happened. But the pause, the hesitation, the anytime you answer it that way, it's doesn't sound positive. But then
I love him.
I love him. Then he followed up with, I love him. The love-hate. It's a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of love going on right now.
Mm.
A lot of love. So, as Jim said before, if you're a Patriots fan, you got to be rooting for this to be a total scam and Brady putting up a wall and trying to create leverage through the media and through interviews and nothing more than that.
Meaning he wants a new contract.
Means that he's not genuine in the interview and then he's full of crap, which anybody can do that.
Unless you're a big Brian Hoyer fan.
I'm not a big Brian Hoyer fan. You know my thoughts on Brian Hoyer. Don't do that to me.
I could see
Jim's trying to get me fired up. I know he's trying to get me fired up about this.
Could you imagine if Brady and them and his camp have tried to have discussions about an extension or something? And but I'm not extending you. It's for 2 years. We're getting the books. You got a perfect cap number. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it, Tom. Suck it up and play.
Let's go to the phones. Steve is in Fort Lauderdale. Steve, you there?
Steve, happy Monday.
Okay, not ready to go. Joel is in Mansfield. Joel.
Hey, you guys. How's it going? Thanks for taking my call. So, just kind of, I agree with what you're saying, and I think it's bad for the team, but good for Tom. And if he wins one and hangs it up, we got to put it in perspective. You know, we've had the best 20-year stretch of football anyone's ever had. We've had the greatest quarterback ever, you know? We can't complain as football fans, you know? We're not like the Cleveland Browns. Like, last time they were relevant, like, Ronald Reagan was president, you know?
Yeah, so. It's not about that, though. It's about the fact that the guy said he wanted to play until 45, and now he's not saying that anymore. So if you want to be upset about the guy changing his mind, you can be upset about that. You can say, wait a minute, you said you were going to do this, and now you're not saying that anymore. What changed? What happened? Why are you changing your mind on this? Everyone had it that you were going to be playing forever, till your mid-40s. You want to play until 45. You wanted to hit that number. That's a number you threw out there. Yeah. Of course, it's been amazing. No one's had this, ever. No one has had a quarterback for this long at this level, ever, in the history of the National Football League. That's a conversation for another day in the future. Not now. Let's go to John, who's in Sterling. John.
Johnny.
How you doing, boys?
Hi.
I just wanted to call and give you a warning, but the calls are already starting with the parade of Patriots fanboy losers that are going to be calling you guys over the next 2 weeks that were completely dumbfounded by this. Like, you didn't see this coming. Like, he takes crap from everybody outside of New England. He takes crap from the league. Now he's getting crap from the team about how he wants to train. His kids are getting older. think like a normal human being. You didn't see this coming at some point. He was going to look at it and go, you know what? I don't need this. I'm making millions off of the millions I have in the bank. I don't need this. Like, nobody saw this coming? Come on.
What was the tipping point, John, in your mind? The team, right?
It could just be everything, a buildup of just everything that's happened over the last 5 years of just the six-game suspension.
Yeah, now, four games. But I want to go back to that
games.
Next.
Sorry, that was four games.
We got to get to that next. Because I think the Deflategate may have started the eye-opening. I don't know. But you find out.
That suspension was served 2 years ago, though.
Right, but that could be now I'm aware of stuff. And that's where the ball-breaking may have started.
From the team.
But, see, here's another thing, too.
Did he do somebody a solid in that? What do you mean?
I don't know.
Ball-breaking from who?
I got away from it. I accepted the suspension. It was wearing on him.
Okay, save that, because he talked about what he did during that month, saying it was one of the best months of his life, being suspended for four games. That's coming up next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
What did Deflategate, as the press call it, teach you about yourself?
What did it teach you about yourself? Please. Gives a crap about that.
What did Deflategate, as the press call it, teach you about yourself?
The questions are given to him. Like, make
sure
you put
negotiated
as the press
question.
Yeah, as the press.
That's a negotiated question.
Calls it,
as I like to call those. Tell me what it really taught you about yourself. Don't ask him about where the phone is. Ask him. You know, Oprah's not going to drop in with the hey, whatever happened to Dorito Dink?
Yeah, where'd those two
whatever
guys go?
Whatever happened to him?
Have you talked to them?
Whatever happened to Jastrzemski and McNally?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever happened to those two? You ever seen them recently? Where the hell have they been?
Mike Greason, I saw him one of the games.
Yeah, in the stands.
Hey,
they had good seats. Wonder how they got them. They must know someone with the team. Whatever happened to those two? How come they've been banished for something that never happened? Where are they? What'd you guys do with them? Do you keep them in a cage somewhere? Let them out on their birthday? Where are they?
Stuck
what do you
in the
do with those guys?
They make sure they have all the Dasani waters for
you. No, Oprah wasn't going to say, Tom, what is your preferred PSI?
Or it's Aquafina now.
That's what's your favorite PSI? Yeah. In a world with no PSI regulations, what would be your favorite one? So that's what it was. But you said what? Now, at that time, that was ball breaking from who?
Just that the league, and just that it was wearing on him. His mom had just gotten diagnosed, and I remember he was missing practices in that camp in August, and we were like, well, where's he going? And ended up where he was going out west to deal with it,
right,
and to see the family and talk to it. And he talked about getting up every day and having to talk to somebody. Here I am, I try to sleep at night, it's restless sleep, and you know, it's waking up to talk to somebody from the Players Association. It wore on him, and they forced him to go away. And I know you brought up the point, hey, it's the best month I've ever had.
That's what he said. Here, let's play it. What he learned about himself. He learned that he had a hell of a month going on the honeymoon he never had, going to visit his mom, playing golf at Pebble Beach, the whole bit.
Well, I think it taught me a lot of things. It taught me about, the people that I could really count on. Mm-hmm. The people that really supported me. And it taught me a lot about life. Sometimes you do the best you can do and it doesn't work out. And there were a lot of frustrations, and I tried to fight as hard as I could for what I believed in.
Mm-hmm. What made you just finally say, I'm going to let it go?
Just too much anxiety, too much. I realized I couldn't win.
Mm-hmm.
And it was divided attention. And I was tired of that, tired of waking up and having a call with someone from the Players Association. And I just said, you know what, I'm going to use this as an opportunity to, I had the month of September off for the first time in like, I would have been 16, 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm going to take advantage of this. And the first thing I did, my wife and I and our kids, we flew out to see my parents. And my mom was just starting treatment for cancer. And I said, we're going golfing. We're going to go to Pebble Beach. And we went there. And then we never went on honeymoon, my wife and I. So we said, look, we're going to go to Italy. you know, in September. And so I said, man, that was the best month off I think I've ever had. And I really, in some ways, it was a great experience in my life. I think you look back on those experiences when they, and it was a really tough experience in my life.
Would you do things differently? Would you handle it differently? Mm-mm. No.
No, it was great. I had a great month
off. No. That was quick. There was no there.
But you think there was something that's lingering now because of that?
Remember that Mike Lynch report that the team, you know, this may be okay for Tom Brady at his age to take some time off and kind of anxious to see what Jimmy Garoppolo can do?
Yeah.
And then, you know, but I do give Bill credit here because he said, we're going to get Jimmy ready. But I tell you this, when Tom comes back, this is Tom's team. So Bill never did that before. He would always sort of gauge it as, and, you know, Brady's in a different place than Bledsoe was in. I think Bill already had preconceived, you know, thoughts regarding Bledsoe and what type of player he was, that maybe he'd already been looking in a different direction. But to make that type of statement before seeing the four games, you know, and, you know, Jimmy looked great in that six quarters that he played. And that was it. Then he went away. You know, then you question the toughness angle. But, you know, Tom came back, you know, like gangbusters. He played great in Cleveland. You know, they go on to have a great year and win a Super Bowl.
You want that Mike Lynch report from Ben, just so people know what you're talking about?
Absolutely.
Here it is.
Well, everyone, over the past month, I've had conversations with several members of the Patriots organization in the know. And they expected this. And they told me they will not be disappointed if Brady has to serve four games. And it's strictly for health reasons. At age 39, Brady's recovery time from game to game is getting longer and longer. That is why Brady misses several practices late in the season. It's strictly for recovery time from the previous Sunday. The Patriots believe they can survive the suspension, win the division, and have just as good a chance to make it to the Super Bowl with a healthier Tom Brady in December and January.
A lot of information there.
There was a lot of stuff there.
I'm not going to be too upset if Tommy Boy gets suspended.
And you think that, at that point, was him saying, well, whose side are
you guys on? Who's saying this?
Who is saying that?
Who in the organization is saying this? I thought you guys had my back. You know, the owner had his back. Hitting the ground out in Arizona for the Super Bowl until he got out to San Francisco for the owners' meetings, and they told him, no, we're not going to do this. You're gonna take the fine. And he had to because that's part of the governing body.
So at that point, he started to do everything that was just best for him.
I'm not saying like he didn't trust Robert. He totally trusts Robert. I mean, I think he and Robert have a damn good relationship.
Do they, though?
I don't know.
Do they right now?
This could be the part of the money where
I think that's a fair question right now. Where that thing is at.
Because you hear... You don't get a lot of the, hey, there they are together. They were at the Met Gala together.
Where's the picture of them together at the Met Gala? I haven't found one yet.
How do they not come together? And how does nobody have? They got thousands of cameras there. Thousands. You hear the little clicks going like crazy. And not one single picture of them together? That was odd to me. And if he...
And the owners spoke this offseason like they hadn't really talked all that much.
Well, the owners deferred to Tom versus time. Like, that's where he has to go to get his information. But then he said I talked to Tom all the time.
Yeah, later on then said he did talk to him.
And I think they do. I mean, they basically live next to each other. Come on.
Albert is in Rhode Island.
Here we go.
Albert, go. Giving him 60 seconds here.
I'm here. Yeah. Don't hang up. Hello?
Go.
Okay, so guys, remember like after like a bad breakup in like the 6th or 7th grade, you talk to a girl and you'd be like, what happened? Why didn't it work out? Well, you know, you don't like me anymore? And the girl would be like, I mean, any female would be like, I loved you. That was my initial reaction when I saw the interview. Like, we're talking about one of the greatest athletes of all time, and this is what he's kind of falling into. These I can't say the word, these soft answers to create drama. And the people are still calling the show, and they're diverting their attention to other points. The questions Oprah asked. Deflategate. Stop with Deflategate. Even after Deflategate, he won a Super Bowl, he played another one, and he told us 37,500 times he wanted to play until he was 45. Stop with Deflategate. He's a grown man. He got over it. He told us 100 times in his infomercial over the summer that he wanted to play till he was 45. Bill Belichick, as usual, was ahead of everyone. You trade the man right before he falls off a cliff, while you can still get value, and you groom the younger man. It's what the 49ers did. It's what the Packers did. Just because Tom Brady is a hero here doesn't mean the football move still isn't the right move.
What if they win again? What if they win again, though?
Yep.
See, the story's incomplete, Albert. You can't say
this
that
is,
yet.
This is going to be one hell of a year. This because is going to be the most.
Because if he wins the Super Bowl, he's going to sit there and give you the double birds and say, you idiots. Yeah, you wanted, great, you wanted Jimmy Garoppolo. Great, is he winning you the Super Bowl this year?
You tried to take my footballs away. I got better.
He's going to flip you the bird and then say, you know what? And
I threw the ball better with more air.
No more, I'm retired. Yeah. Peace out.
Yeah, you want to break my balls over air? Here.
The story's not done yet.
It's going to be a hell of a year. Really is. The drama surrounding it. Watching it all. Watching the interactions. Can't wait for practice. Can't wait for practice in July and August. Like, are they going to talk? Do they make eye contact? Talking about Bill and him.
Sure,
it's his quarterback.
If they win again, it's going to be real hard to argue with the team for sticking with Brady. Really hard to do that. In fact, they would have already won again had it not been for the guy who so desperately wanted to, I guess in Albert's view, get rid of him. And that would be Bill Belichick. So does Brady get to count that one as a win for him? Well, I didn't lose the Super Bowl, but Bill did. So we'd have another ring. We'd have another trophy right now if it wasn't for him.
It's almost,
and his ego and his issues kept Butler off the field. So
it's almost
I'm not getting upset about this.
It's almost like that's why I wanted the answer post-Indy. Like, how'd you feel post-Indy loss?
Hardy. Belichick is always the genius. That guy's always the genius, and Brady will always be wrong in this
situation.
What'd
Giselle say after the Indy
Brady goes home this offseason and says, yeah, I should have my sixth ring, but my coach was a jackass on Super Bowl Sunday. So I don't have another ring.
Go back to Indy.
I don't have another trophy. In fact, this ain't all that important to me anymore because I know how good I am. And I got other stuff I can go do. I don't need this. I don't need this headache anymore.
And we go back to Indy. Giselle's sitting there. He can't catch the ball, too. All he can do is throw it. He can't do everything. He put the ball there. Catch the ball. You know, when you feel that you play well.
Keep going back to the quote-unquote Welker drop.
Yeah. That was a win. Catch it. I mean,
you should have caught the ball.
That's a catch. He's made way more difficult.
Should have thrown it where he wanted to.
It wasn't a perfect throw, but it was very catchable ball.
It's the second time you mentioned that.
But just the attitude, though. But the attitude, you know, that, and then he can't do everything. Is he telling her that at home? You know, did she come up with that on her own? A sport fan that she is. He's kind of telling you what, you know, the feeling is. He's got his hands full. I'm carrying him. Another 505 yards, and we lost. That's not normal. That's not normal when you can't stop the other team.
Let's get to Tom Brady. What was the most genuine moment of the entire interview? The one answer where I thought there is nothing fake, forced in this answer. It was real. It was obviously appropriate coming on Father's Day when this thing aired yesterday. It was the one real answer that I thought no one will debate whether or not this guy was being honest in this particular answer. We'll play that for you. Continue with your calls. Coming up at 11:20, there was another high-profile Boston athlete who was speaking over the weekend. It was Kyrie Irving on a podcast with Bill Simmons. Mm. We'll get to that coming up at 11:20. A little bit more on the Brady front right after these headlines.